our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring homemade noodles with soy protein and vegetables and silken tofu with homemade syrup.
We are making some fresh homemade noodle. For that, we need some flour. I put here 250 gram of wheat flour and a pinch of salt, put in there, and we need some water. But don't put them all at once. You have to see how much you need. And then we also need some sauce to go with it. So we have protein of soya, very fine, like grain. It's not the thick one. And we have to soak it. We take like one cooking spoon of soya protein. Put in a bowl. And we also take some of the takumbu. Just put in a handful together with it. And then we soak it in water. These are black fungus. They make it into strip already. So it is very thin and fine. If not, you can buy those a whole and then soak it and then chop them into shredded pieces. The fungus and the soya protein is soaking to be softened. You can soak the fungus into also hot water. Maybe it's quicker. We prepare for the sauce, for the noodle. I have a bunch of red grapes and some finely chopped green pepper and a tomato, medium size. And we're going to mix it together with the soya and the fungus later for the sauce. And to prepare the noodle, we mix the flour and a little bit of water, like 3 tablespoons first, and stir it together. Okay, this is already very good. We don't use all of the quarter of the liter of water, just a couple of tablespoons, that should be good enough to make it into a paste. First, you use some chopstick or fork or a mixer to mix it first, so it doesn't stick too much on your hand. And when the dough is already dry and stick together, then you can use your hand. It's better to flour your hand with some of the leftover flour, so it doesn't stick too much in the beginning. When your hand is covered with flour, the dough will not stick to your hand. Okay, and then mix it together into a small bowl, mix like that, and leave it there. Like the way you would prepare it to make pastry. Okay, so it become a bowl like this, huh? Ready to use. Leave it there, yeah. And we also make some dessert later, huh? That is for noodle. And dessert today, we have silk tofu. It is super fine and tender. We're going to make a sweet course out of it. It's very simple. You just warm the tofu in the microwave or steam it, and then make a sweet sauce to pour over it, and it's ready. Very nutritious and very good. Now we boil the big pot of water. You can put like 2/3 of water into that big pot. Boil the water. And then we prepare the ingredient for sauce. You can also either peel the tomato and peel the skin of the green pepper, or you just leave it as is. It's also fine. We prepare this first while waiting for the water to boil. If you peel the tomato, you know already that the sauce will be smoother without the peel. But if you don't peel, it's also fine. Some people say the skin of the fruit are very nutritious. From today, you know, you graduate into a more refined, karma-less cooking. Everything that is grow out of the plant, fruit-like or beans or peas, they are okay, or nut, they are karma-less, absolutely. We do not harm the trees, we do not harm the plant, and we also do not harm the worm in the earth for digging them out or cutting the plant. If you prefer this way, it's fine. So we're just using fruit-like. We don't use any more plant, no cutting, no onions, no root. If you can, follow this is fine. If not, please, just vegetarian diet is wonderful. And a little karma, you can erase it by deep prayer, doing good things, and of course, meditation. So you chop the grapes also fine together, take away the seed. And chop the tomato also together with the green pepper. Green pepper, red pepper, yellow is fine too. I just use a little color. It make look nice. Have to chop them very fine, so when we cook it become like a sauce and not chunky. If you are more picky, then you can skin the grape. So it's only the flesh of the grape left. It will be real smooth then. Or you can put all this fruity vegetable into a blender and blend it and make it real smooth substance. But we're busy, we don't care so much. We just chop it with the skin and everything. And if the skin is good for our health, then better. Many of the food I cook for you is my own invention and home cooking. So if you cannot find it in other book, then don't be surprised. I'm not cooking according to the book. I'm cooking according to my own arrangement, yeah, and my own finding. You can also do the same. It's more fun this way. But of course, books offer a variety of try and trusted recipes, and they're wonderful tools, especially for beginners. So do not hesitate to buy a vegetarian cookbook. And also you can download all the free recipes from the SupremeMasterTelevision.com. So chop everything finely together like that. Green pepper, red grape. It's a little sweeter than the green grape, I think. Otherwise you can also use the green grape. And tomatoes. I'm going to make sauce out of it. The water is waiting to be boiled. You see the soy protein and the mushroom out of water. To make sure there's not much water left, you use your hand to squeeze the water out of it. All the water is out. I have to put them aside first because I don't have enough room here. If you have a bigger kitchen, be happy. I don't. This is a small country house, you know, they don't have the sophisticated kitchen equipped to cook for the public. Just a simple family kitchen. We have to prepare the noodle now. There are two ways you can prepare the noodle, huh? You take the dough out and you flatten it with a roller. Flatten it to like a 1.5 centimeter thick. Flatten it, okay? Like that. Did I tell you that you have to flour your board and also flour your roller so it doesn't stick with the dough? Flatten it. Don't matter how thick. It's not like the thing that you have to measure well, like mathematically. Just roll it out. And now the water is boiled already. So all we do is cut this noodle into stripe. You just stripe the noodle like this. Small stripe. Yeah. Thin. Very thin and small. Finger-like or even thinner. And you put it in the boiled water. And yeah, it's good. You can stretch it out a bit also. Put it in the boiled water. You just cut it into stripes like this. It's fun to make your own noodle when it's fresh. Okay, and you stretch out a little bit so it's more thin even. I put it in the pot of boiling water. There you are, see that? There. It can be short or it can be long. It's okay. It's homemade, it's fun. Right there, see that? Put in there. And it's gonna be cooked. Wow, it's cooking, it's cooking. There's another way is you just take out the dough the way it is and you pinch it like this. And you put it in there, just pinch it. So it's easy, just pinch a little bit like this. See, like your fingertip, put it in there. There's a two way to make your noodle. Otherwise, keep doing this. But sometimes you have to flour your knife so it doesn't stick to the dough. Flour it, it's more smooth. And stretch it out a little bit, put in the boiling water. That's all we do. Like this, put it there. See, nice and long. After all the noodles are in the pot already, we let it reboil for 2 minutes, and then you can put it aside. Or you can continue to leave it on the hot cooker for, you know, until you use it. It is safe also to put it aside after it's been boiled for a few minutes. Can taste it, see whether it's cooked inside. It's very simple to know. It's very quickly cooked actually. A couple of minutes and it's cooked already. Yeah. Right. If you're not sure, you can cook a little bit further, huh? And the noodle should not taste like mushy, but it would taste, you know, like a little bit chewy, and that should be perfect. Now we prepare the sauce to eat with the noodle. We put a little oil into a saucepan and wait until it's heat up, like 2 tablespoons. Hmm? And wait until it's heat up, and we can put our prepared material into the pan to fry. I told you about the karmaless cooking. This one will not harm anything. Or the minimum, the least of all harm to the plant and the worm insect. So I don't even use onions or leeks or carrot, those things anymore. This is what I prefer to cook with. So I'm sharing it with you. But you don't have to be this strict, all right? It would be good if you are vegetarian. Meaning no animal product, absolutely. Then it's fine already. Thank you so much for being so kind to the animals. Okay. If you want to know if the oil is already hot or not, just put in something. When you hear the sizzling sound, that means okay. Now we're going to put in the mix. Remember the dry soy protein? And stir it and keep cooking for a while. You see the noodles, there's a trick. You know when it's completely cooked, it's when the noodle floats onto the surface of the boiling water. Then that is absolutely done already. Check out always your soya and your black mushroom, eh? Keep it there. Meanwhile, we prepared the sauce for tofu. Before you eat, you warm it in microwave for a few minutes until it's hot. And for the sauce, either you can use simple or like aloe vera syrup from a bio shop or supermarket shop. Or you use maple syrup, or you make your own sugar syrup. I'm making sugar syrup in case you don't like any of those. Of course, some people eat it with honey, but I also don't use honey. I don't like to use animal product. Okay, the soya is already cooked. So we're gonna put the vegetable in. Now, the soya and the mushroom is already cooking well. We adding all the vegetables that we have chopped.
And you will stir it well, huh?
Stir it well. And let it simmer there. Simmer in medium heat. Until all the vegetables become tender and almost mush-like. Yeah. I'm going to cover it. Let it simmer. Medium-low heat. And we take care of the sauce for the tofu. The traditional, they would use just a little water. Huh? Like one cooking spoon of brown sugar. Some people put ginger in it, but as I told you, this is a karma-less cooking. So I will not use any of the roots or anything that we have to dig out from the earth. We add a little bit of water into that sugar and bring it to boil. For the sugary sauce, for the tofu, we have to simmer it with low heat until it becomes syrup-like. Don't put too much water though. Now, even if you did, you just let it boil slowly until it becomes syrup-like, thick. Meanwhile, we're checking our sauce here. Everything cooking okay? Yes, it's cooking okay. Do not add any water into your noodle sauce. Stir it up a little bit, down again, and let it simmer. The vegetable already have water, so you simmer it, the water come out already. And both of the sauces are cooking well, good, wonderful. Now, we prepare the noodle and, you know, sieve it out. Just drain the water. You either pour it on top of a sieve, or you use a small sieve like this, and scoop the noodle out of the boiling water, like that. So you just sieve it out of the water. The rest you can use a spoon or something to take it all out. See, the noodle is very, very good and hot and fresh. Mmm, wonderful. Okay, keep it outside here. Cover it a little bit, keep it warm still. And then we're going to check the sauce. Okay, the sauce is simmering well. And then the sauce for tofu is still simmering good. And this one, wow, okay, the sauce is done. Now, all you do is just add in vegetarian stir-fry sauce. You can buy it in any supermarket. First, you put in like a half a tablespoon and check if it's good enough for your taste. Stir-fry sauce, it has a little sweetness in it always. So I prefer to put in a few drops of Maggi. But you don't have to. If you like the sweetness of it, it'll be fine. And I would add in a little bit of ground black pepper or white pepper. Optional. Very good. And you know what else would be good with it? Hot chili sauce. But it's, you know, individual. Some people don't like it sharp, so this would be fine. For the sauce of the noodle, you can also add a pinch of salt. If it's too sweet for you, that's what you do. Also, you can reduce the amount of grape, because that gives the sweetness. And if you like more sour taste, then you add a little bit more of tomatoes. Okay, now the sauce is done. Very good. Turn everything off now. We're gonna serve the noodle. Put some noodle onto a plate. Have some a round pinched noodle and some of the long noodle. It's fun. good like this. I prepare just decoration. It's just green pepper and cherry tomatoes, just for decoration. All right. We put a noodle with a little hole in between, in the middle, like that. Why the hole in the middle? So you can, you know, add the sauce in the middle of it like this, huh? Okay. Just put the sauce right in the middle of the noodle. Put as much as you like. Wow, it looks very good to me. And it's ready for enjoyment. Your noodle plate will look like this. Does that look good? The noodle is very hot. It's nice. Now we're going to prepare the tofu. Very simple. The silky tofu, we open it. And then we warm it in the microwave until it's hot. The silky tofu, because it's very smooth, like silk, you know? So smooth. I like pudding substance. And this is tofu. I'm going to pour the syrup on it, the ice, homemade syrup. Okay,
wow.
It's going to be just fine there. You can have that. Now, turn off everything. Yeah, try it, try it. Yeah, try that.
Yummy.
Is it good? Yummy.
Yes.
You can have more sauce if you want.
Thank you.
It's hot while it's raining outside. It's
yeah.
Cool, no?
It's really good.
Really nice.
Oh, truly?
Yeah,
truly,
just...
master. It is.
Good appetite. Just try, you know, like share.
It's really nice. Thank you.
Put the sauce in the middle if you need
it.
Yeah. Eat over the counter like bachelors.
Try that.
Good, huh?
Yes, yeah, very good, master.
Wonderful.
Very good, thank you.
It's homemade noodle. Mm.
Oh, right.
Homemade noodle, homemade sauce, everything
wow.
Homemade. Yeah. Try the dessert.
It looks good.
Looks good, the syrup.
Very nice, very smooth.
Ooh, like
texture
syrup,
is so nice, yes.
Yes. Yes.
With the syrup, it's very nice as well.
Homemade syrup as well.
Wow.
It's just right with the... flavoring as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mommy made it, baby.
Yeah. Very nice.
Have you eaten them in England before?
Like this? Not like this, no, master, no.
No?
No.
Look like you haven't eaten much, have you?
No.
Every time you cook something and ask you, have you eaten? No.
Because alone, so I don't really cook that much.
Oh, well, how about your sister? Don't cook?
We just very easy eating.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. This is easy, you just warm it and put the syrup on, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer a little bit soy sauce, yeah? More. And a little of this sauce. It tastes much better. I mean, my own opinion, huh? But did it taste good for you just added this?
Yes, it did.
Fine. It's cool. What noodle you like better, the long one or the pinchy one? This I use fingers to pinch.
Oh.
Which one better?
I like them both. Really a lot.
They are the same, actually. I'm just joking. It's cool, huh? Where are all the guys? They're not coming up. We eat them all.
I don't mind. I can eat it all.
Really?
Yes.
So much?
Yes, it's very good.
Wow. I'm glad. Homemade noodle. Homemade sauce. Can you try first to see if you like it or not? If not, you have to put some, you know, hot sauce and soy sauce on it. Some people like more salty, some people less. How is it?
It's delicious.
Yeah?
Yes.
Delicious, really?
Yes.
Well, not just good, but delicious, yeah?
Yeah, delicious.
Are you guys hungry or what?
Yes.
Oh, it's really good.
It's really good, yes.
Huh?
Yes, very good.
Very good, okay. Yeah. How many stars I have? 5 spoon. In restaurant they use 4 spoon, 5 spoon, you know? 5 spoon is maximum, I think.
Yeah.
How many spoon I get?
5. Yes.
Wow. How many I get?
Just 5. Yeah.
5? And how many I get?
Yes, I have to concur with them. 5 stars.
5?
5.
Oh, so I have 15 now.
Yeah.
Okay, is it really good, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you for your generous comment. I could open a restaurant.
Yes,
a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, good. Now, Five spoon.
You
go in restaurant, they count spoon.
This one is very special.
Special? Yes. What means special?
Because I feel very, very, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good taste.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I never eat like this.
You never eat like this? Of course. It's my invention. Most of the thing I cook here are my own recipes.
Yeah.
You never find it anywhere else, or you cannot even find it in recipe cookbook.
Yeah, thank you, Master.
Count yourself as the most lucky guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Master.
You're the first one who had it here. No one else in the world have it. For the noodles, I made it by hand, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's homemade, huh?
Yes.
I measured it, so you see, some is 1 by 10, and some is 1 by 1, 2 by 1 and a half, etc., etc. You know why they're short and long differently? Longer for this guy. He's very tall. And a medium size for that guy, and a short one for you, huh?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. A different size for different people, huh?
Yeah.
The noodle also measure for you. It's a designer noodle, you know? Make it up to your measurement, eh? Oh, you take the leftover syrup. Look at the consistency of the syrup. Nice, huh?
Yeah. Yes, look at that.
Tell me if it's good. The tofu, yeah. Take it all. Oh, look. Tell me if it's good.
It's really good.
Mm. Vietnam, they sell this on the street, you know?
Yeah.
That's very good.
Is it?
Yes.
Good, good guy. Like that, you'll be invited again and again.
Thank you for joining us for today's A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with happiness and evermore peace.